Family News, I'm Rusty Keith. Incoming President Donald Trump is about to meet with President Joe Biden. Rich Edson is at the White House to tell us more.
You haven't seen a media footprint at the White House here really like this since President Trump left office back in 2021. This is going to be his first time back at the White House since then. Trump never extended Biden that invite in 2020. The White House refuses to say what Biden wants to discuss, but we have gotten some hints from Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan. He told CBS that the president will likely urge Trump not to abandon Ukraine because doing so means more instability in Europe.
The incoming Senate Republican conference holding secret ballot elections today for several leadership positions, including who will be the next Senate majority leader. Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
It's a secret ballot between John Thune, John Cornyn, and Rick Scott. 27 is the magic number. The winning candidate needs an outright majority of all Republicans voting. If no candidate scores a majority, they go to a second ballot. Senators who will be members next year get to vote. That includes senators-elect, and J.D. Vance can vote. He's still a senator. He does not become vice president until next year. President-elect Trump has not weighed in on the race. It's risky. If Mr. Trump supported a candidate who lost, some senators will not say how they voted. They want to avoid a backlash.
President Trump has made border security a top priority in his second administration, but Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is blasting President Trump as a threat to his city.
The president-elect, former President Trump, his threat is not just towards new arrivals and undocumented families. His threats are also against black families. We're going to stand up. We're going to protect undocumented individuals. We're going to protect black folks, brown folks, Asian folks. The city of Chicago will be better, stronger, and safer, despite who's in the White House.
But Illinois Senate candidate Tyrone Muhammad, a former gang member and Trump supporter who founded the group X-Cons for Community and Social Change, says Mayor Johnson does not care about black families.
If he really cared about black families, the day he thought about, the mayor thought about giving resources to non-citizens, illegals, before he gave it to black communities that have been suffering for decades, then he would be more true to his word about black families.
Around 10 states had abortion ballot initiatives in this year's election. While some of them were rejected, most of them passed, reminding pro-lifers there is work to be done in a post-Roe world. Chris Woodward has more.
Scott Baker of Cogency Strategic says the Dobbs case that overturned Roe v. Wade was not an ending, it was a beginning.
The other side has made it clear that they intend to bring this fight to every state in the United States. And the fight is really very cut and dry. I mean, they're not being too shy about what they're trying to do, and that is enshrine unlimited, unrestricted abortion in every state constitution.
As a result, Baker says our work is cut out for us.
The playing field really has gone from one arena, if you will, that is the federal government and the Supreme Court, to now 50. It's a battle that's going to have to be waged in every state.
One organization that will be there for the battle is National Right to Life Committee, where President Carol Tobias says they will be working to make sure people realize that because abortion is now legal in many states, that does not mean you want it or need it.
It's not good for the baby. It's not safe for the mother. So just because it's legal doesn't mean a woman's going to get an abortion. And that's what we're going to have to be pushing and to come up with programs and quite frankly, maybe advertising campaigns to make sure that people realize just because it's legal doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Former acting ICE director Tom Homan has been tapped as President Trump's border czar, and the liberal media is having a meltdown. But Homan is firing back at his critics.
President Trump has made it clear we will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first. If you're in the country illegally, you shouldn't feel comfortable. Absolutely not. I won't feel comfortable if I'm in a country illegally. You shouldn't be comfortable either, because when you enter this country illegally, you have committed a crime. You are a criminal, and you're not off the table.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Peel.